n'existe pas sans son contraire, qui lui semble facile à trouver. Le bonheur n'existe que pour plaire, je le veux. Enfin je commence à douter d'en avoir vraiment rêvé. Est-ce une envie? Parfois je me sens obligée. Le spleen n'est plus à la mode, c'est pas compliqué d'être heureux. Le spleen n'est plus à la mode, c'est pas compliqué. Il faudrait tout oublier. On pourrait croire. Il faudrait tout oublier.
Добар ден, драги слушатели. Вие го слушате пулсот на вашето срце. Радио Пулс. Добре дојдовте во денешната емисија. Денес за прв пат во нашето студио е Ноа, драга волонтерка од Франција. Hi Noah, we are very happy to have you here as our guest today. How are you?
Hi Maria, I'm fine and you? I'm very happy to be here.
We are also very happy and this is pleasure to have a volunteer like you. Today Noah will bring closer the Easter traditions in France and will make a difference with traditions that we have here in Macedonia.
Yeah, thank you, Maria. I will soon be celebrating a month of living here in Macedonia. And to mark the occasion, I wanted to share with you my first days here in Prilep. I arrived at the first day of the Easter holidays, 3rd of May, and my local mentor, Despina, gave me the opportunity to join and share the celebration with her, her family and friends. On the night of Saturday 4th and Sunday 5th of May, we went together to the church of the Holy Annunciation in Prilep. You certainly know how it works, but we bought some candles and lit them before midnight. Then after midnight, we cracked red painted eggs to celebrate Christ's resurrection. The next day and the day after, I accompanied Despina and one of her friends on the tour of their family members home to eat Macedonian specialties, drink and collect painted and chocolate eggs. By the end of the weekend, I was no longer hungry and I was the proud owner of some 20 eggs decorated in various ways. Almost everyone from Prilep was in church on the night of 1st to 5th of May, younger and older. I also noticed huge differences between the French and Macedonian cultures. First, in France, where Catholicism mainly practices, Easter was celebrated in the 31st of March and 1st April. Traditionally, the church bells stop of ringing from Holy Tuesday to symbolize their return to Rome. They come back for Easter Sunday and the 31st of March and bring with them chocolate eggs, chicken and rabbits, which they hide in the gardens. Family go to church, visit their siblings, gather around the road lamp, called also in French Agneau Pascal, and children go hunting for Easter chocolate. So no painting eggs and no extract. The second difference was, as I said, the unifying nature of the celebration. In France, most of people celebrate Easter, but not the religion part of it. Catholicism, the historic French religion, is practiced less and less, and people define themselves more as atheists. A French study showed that between 2019 and 2020, half of the French population aged between 18 and 59 say that they are atheists. I've often wondered why in France we leave less and less places for religion in our lives. From my point of view, the main explanation is that we don't learn it at school. In the law, France is described as undivided, laic, democratic and social republic. Focus on the word laic, which means that the state doesn't practice any religion and all public sector workers which represent it are neutral towards spiritual faith. By extension, teachers from public school are laic and made the school of the French Republic a religiously neutral school and teach to students the universal values of the Republic, which are freedom, equality and fraternity. We therefore have no religious culture classes. Students are not allowed to wear religious symbols, and they learn the difference between the verified historical facts and personal spiritual beliefs. I know, it sounds strange. So, the only way to find out more about religious in France is to learn on your own, in your family, in parishes, or in private schools, which most of them are Catholic and offer pastoral courses. So for me, I really enjoy arriving in Prelep during the Easter holidays because it gave me the opportunity to learn more about Orthodox faith that I never studied before. It was great to hear people talking about their religious friendly and without taboo, which is rare in France because laicity can impose reservation on this subject. It was a real moment of sharing to preserve, like a moment of unity of this country, which a few days later held its presidential and legislative elections.
Dragi slušatelji, to beše Noa, a vi slušate Radio Pulse.